the Holy City, written by Patrick McCabe and read by Humphrey Bauer. Now entering upon one's 67th year, one is at pains to recall such a blissful degree of contentment ever. Welcome to the Happy Club, where our good fortune and well-being continue apace, further enhancing the union of the lovely Vesna and her dutiful, respectful, and ever-appreciative spouse. Yours truly, Chris J. McCool, at your service. Just call me Pops. It has been remarked of late, I have not failed to notice, how well I tend to look for my age, and in spite of a recent hip replacement too, I might add, necessitating the use of a walking cane. Dashing is a word which has, and not so infrequently either, been generously and spontaneously applied. Such good-natured appreciations of one's status, encouraging me daily to disport myself, as of old, in the smartest of neat blue blazers, with brightly polished brass buttons, complete with white loafers and razor-creased grey slacks, a Peter Stuyvesant king-size cigarette, the international passport to smoking pleasure, loosely dawdling between my lips. Completing the image, kinky Pops, if that's your bag, with just the teeniest sprinkling of Monte Carlo Man, the most expensive aftershave available on the market. I jest, there being no such fragrance in existence, of course. Old Spice, as ever, sufficing admirably, liberally sprinkled across the lantern jaw of retired businessman Christopher J. McCool, Cullimore citizen and refined boulevardier of some local distinction. In passing, perhaps flippantly, there has been the somewhat flattering suggestion, tall and handsome as I am considered to be, of a more than passing resemblance to a certain Roger Moore, the cool, suave, unflappable star of stage and cinema screen, who is perhaps best remembered for his portrayal of Simon Templar, the Saint, a self-styled, jet-setting country club schmoozer, very popular on television in the mid to late 60s. And that, of course, in later years, of that other post-war icon, the extremely sophisticated Mr. James License to Kill Bond, Ian Fleming's similarly enduring creation. A piece of intelligence which, were he to have become acquainted with it, my dearest old papa would, I feel confident, have found immensely gratifying. Dr. Thornton, being something of a sophisticated gentleman himself, of course, bred of the noblest, verifiably Protestant stock.